Welcome to Zichu Daf Simanim. I'm Rabbi Avram Goldhar, and today we're on Sekhes Psachim, Daf Yud Ches. So the three topics are going to focus on. Number one, Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak brought a Mishnah from Parah to prove that when Rabbi Yehuda retracted his ruling and said Mashkin can only be Matame Midrabanan, it wasn't just with regard to killing, but also to food. The Mishnah stated, Parah Sheshasas HaMechatas Basara Tame. If a cow drank Mechatas, its flesh is Tame. Rabbi Yehuda said, Batu b'me'eha, the water is nullified in the cow's intestines and loses its capacity to tummy, and therefore the flesh, which is considered food, is tahor. Rashi explains that since the water becomes unfit for purification within the cow's innards, it loses its capacity to be matame. If Rebbe Yehuda held that mashkin is matame midoraisa, then the water should be matame regardless if it's fit for mechatas. The Gemara says that this is not a proof that Rebbe Yehuda holds mashkin are only matame food midraban, because it may be the batu b'me'eha means that it became nullified from being metame tuma chamura, meaning that it cannot make a person or vessel tame, but it still can be metame tuma kala, such as food, and in this case, flesh. Ravashi answered, lo'om batu b'me'eha l'gamre. Really, Rebbe Yehuda holds that the water is completely nullified in the cow's intestines, mishum dehavale mashka seruach, because once inside the cow, the water is a putrid beverage, which is entirely precluded from tuma. Point number two, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana taught that Rabbi Yossi holds that tame liquid can be matame food midaraisa, but it is only matame killing midarabanan, based his opinion on his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva taught in the Mishnah regarding a klicheres, an earthenware vessel, a kol klicheres, a sheyipo mehem, any earthenware vessel that it will fall into, referring to a dead sheretz, everything in it of any food item, yitma, shall be contaminated. The pasuk doesn't use the word tame, but yitma, which can be read yitame, implying it has the capacity to mimetame other things as well. When the sheretz enters the airspace of the klicheres, it makes the kli a rishon, even if it didn't touch its walls. Any food that is in the kli or enters it will then become a sheni. Rabbi Akiva is teaching that this sheni food will make other food, even chulin, ashlishi. Rabbi Yossi uses a similar pasuk with the word yitma to derive his ruling that mashkin is matame foods, midaraisa. And point number three, the Gemara on Amud Beis brings two psukim regarding mashkim that became tummy from a sheretz. One pasuk deals with mashkim that became tummy from touching a sheretz directly, and the other with mashkim that entered a kli that was tummy from a sheretz. The difference for both is that the mashkim cannot be matame another beverage. The Gemara asks that the Torah could have just taught the pasuk regarding the mashkim that touched the sheretz directly, that's not matame other mashkim, and kal vachomer. We would know that mashkin that touched the kli that was tami from the sheretz cannot be matame another mashkin. The Gemara answers, mil sadas b'kal v'chomer tark v'kasav l'kra. Something that could have been derived through a kal v'chomer, the Torah sometimes takes the trouble to write explicitly. So once again, the three points are number one. Rav Nachman Bar Yitzchak brought a Mishnah from Parah that proved that when Rabbi Yehuda retracted his ruling, he said mashkin can only be matame mid the rabbanim. It was not just with regard to kalim, but also to food. The Mishnah said, Parah shesasas ha-mechatas b'sarav tame. If a cow drank mechatas, its flesh is tummy. Rabbi Yehuda said, batul b'me'eha. The water is nullified in the cow's intestines and lost its capacity to matame. Therefore, the flesh, which is considered food, is tahor. Rashi explains that since the water becomes unfit for purification within the cow's innards, it loses its capacity to be matame. If Rabbi Yehuda held the mashkin is matame midaraisa, then the water should be matame regardless if it's fit for mechatas. The Gemara says that this is not a proof that Rabbi Yehuda holds that mashkin are only matame food midrabban, because it may be that batu b'me'eha means that it became nullified from being matame tuma chamura, meaning that it can't make a person or vessel's tame, but it still can be matame tuma kala, such as food, and in this case, flesh. Ravashi answered, lo'om batu b'me'eha l'gamre. Really, Rabbi Yehuda holds that the water is completely nullified in the cow's intestines, mishum dehavale mashka seruach, because once inside the cow, the water is a putrid beverage, which is entirely precluded from tuma. Point number two, Rabbi Bar Bar Chana taught that Rabbi Yossi holds that tame liquid can be matame food midaraisa, but it is only matame kalim midarabanan, based his opinion on his Rebbe, Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Akiva taught in the Mishnah regarding an earthenware vessel, b'kol klicheres asher yipol mehem, any earthenware vessel that it will fall into it, referring to a dead sheretz, everything in it of any food item, yitma, shall be contaminated. The pasuk does not use the word tame, but yitma, which can be read yitame, implying that it has the capacity to be matame other things as well. When the sheretz enters the airspace of an earthenware vessel, it makes the kli a rishon, even if it didn't touch its walls. Any food that's in the kli or enters it will then become a sheni. Rabbi Kiva's teaching that this sheni food will make other food, even chulin, a shalishi. Rabbi Yossi uses a similar pasuk with the word yitma to derive his ruling that mashkin is matame foods, midaraisa. And point number three, the Gemara on Amud Beis brings two psukim regarding mashkim that became tamei from a sheretz. One pasuk deals with mashkim that became tamei from touching a sheretz directly, and the other with mashkim that entered a kli that was tamei from a sheretz. The din for both is that the mashkim cannot be matamei another beverage. The Gemara asks that the Torah could have just taught the pasuk regarding the mashkim that touched the sheretz directly, that's not matamei other mashkim, and Kal Vachomer would know that mashkim that touched the kli that was tamei from the sheretz cannot be matamei other mashkim. The Gemara answers, Mil Sedas b'Kal Vachomer, Tarach b'Kasav Lakra. Something that could have been derived through a Kal Vachomer, the Torah sometimes takes the trouble to write explicitly. All right, so now we go to our siman for Daf Yud Ches, and the siman is a chuppah, because a ben Yud Ches chuppah, someone who's 18 should go to chuppah, and a ches sort of looks like a chuppah. So here goes. The wedding guests who are already shaken from seeing a cow drinking mechatas under a chuppah, with the dead sheret suspended in the bowl, Kal Vachomer became terrified when they went to their tables and saw dead shratzim touching their soup bowls. Once again in slow motion. The wedding guests who were already shaken from seeing a cow drinking mechatas under a chuppah, that must be more on Daf Yud Ches. The wedding guests who were already shaken from seeing a cow drinking mechatas under a chuppah, which reminds them when Rabbi Yehuda said in the case of a cow that drank mechatas, the batul memeha, the water is nullified in its intestines and the flesh is tahor, doesn't prove that he holds tumas mashkin is only a metame food medrabanan. The Gemara says that Rabbi Yehuda meant that it cannot be metame tumah chamura, such as people are kalim, but it can be matame to makala, such as food. Ravashi said that it isn't matame at all, because it's a mashka saruach, a putrid beverage, which can't be matame. So the wedding guests who are already shaken from seeing a cow drink mechatas under a chuppah, with a dead sheret suspended in the bowl, which reminds us, Rabbi Yossi who holds that tame liquid can be matame food midaraisa, but it's only matame kilim midraban, based his opinion on his Rebbe, Rabbi Kiba, who learned the word yitma in the pasuk regarding tumas sheretz to mean yitame. It can make other things tame. Rabbi Yossi also used the word yitma in a different pasuk as the basis of his opinion. So the wedding guests who were already shaken from seeing a cow drinking mechatas under chuppah, with a dead sheret suspended in the bowl, Kal Vachomer became terrified when they went to their tables and saw dead shratzim touching their soup bowls. Which reminds us that the reason the Torah taught two psukim about something that was touched directly by sheretz and something that was touched by something that was touched by sheretz, which had the same din, and the second bustin could have been learned out through a Kal Vachomer, is Mil Sedas b'Kal Vachomer, Tarach b'Kasav Lakra. Something that could have been derived through a Kal Vachomer, the Torah sometimes takes the trouble to write explicitly. So once again, the wedding guests who were already shaken from seeing a cow drinking mechatas under a chuppah, with a dead sheret suspended in the bowl, Kal Vachomer became terrified when they went to their tables and saw dead shratzim touching their soup bowls. All right, now it's time for a four block back Hazara. Daf Yadalit. So the siman Daf Yadalit is at hand. So here goes. The Tamei juggler. Juggler, that must be more in Daf Yadalit. Hand. The Tamei juggler juggling pieces of shlishi meat with rishon meat, which reminds that when Rabbi Chanina Sgan HaKohanim said, in all the days the Kohanim never refrained from burning meat of kadshim that had become tummy from a vlada tumah, which is a sheni, together with meat of kadshim that had become tummy from an avatumah, which is a rishon, afu bishon mosif and tumah al tumaso, even though by doing so they added a degree of tumah to his previous tumah, the Gemara asks what tumah was being added, since a sheni that touches a rishon remains a sheni. Rabbi Yehuda answered Rabbi Chanina was referring to a case of a vlad hatumah, which is a shlishi, that touched a rishon, and therefore they were adding a degree of tuma. So the tummy juggler juggling pieces of shlishi meat with rishon meat while chomping on wet seeds touched by a sheretz, which reminds us that the Gemara questions how can burning the meat together be mosif tuma if food is not metame food, which we learn from the pasuk discussing water being makshir a seed to be makabel tuma, that the seed can become tame, but that it can't be metame other food. The Gemara answers that while food can't be matame food midaraisa, it can be matame food midarabanan, and that is what Rabbi Chanina was referring to. So the tame juggler jugging pieces of shlishi meat with rishon meat while chomping on wet seats touched by a sheretz wowed the crowd when he balanced a lamp of trum oil on top of the point of an avatuma sword that was perched on the tip of his nose. Which reminds us that when Rabbi Kiva said in all the days of the Kohanim, they never refrained from lighting trum oil from a tful yom, who is a sheni, making the oil a shlishi, in a lamp that had become tummy from one who had become tummy from a corpse, making the lamp a rishon, even though it added a degree of tumah to its previous tumah, the Gemara asks what Rabbi Kiva was adding, since it's the same case of a shlishi being touched by a rishon to become a sheni, like Rabbi Chanina's case. Rabbi Yehuda answered that we're dealing with a metal lamp of which the Torah teaches, b'chalo cherev, the body of someone felled by a sword, cherev, harikuchalo, A sword or any metal utensil that touches a dead body is itself like the body in regards to tuma becomes an aviyabosa tuma. If it touches a person who touched a corpse, it becomes an avatuma like the person. Rabbi Akiva holds that tuma, which is a shlishi, being made into a rishon when it touches the lamp, which is an avatuma. Daf Tesvav. So the tumor Daf Tesvav is a fruit bowl. So here goes. The winemaker dashed and grabbed his tummy fruit bowls. Fruit bowls, that must mean we're on Daf Tesvav. The winemaker dashed and grabbed his tummy fruit bowls to catch a truma falling out of the broken cask of the winepress. Which reminds us that when Rimer said, "Mi divrehem olamadnu," from their words we learn, the Gemara tries to clarify, from the words of whom? Reish Lakish said in the Bar Kapar that Rimer was referring to the words Rabbi Yeshua mentioned later in the Mishnah, based on a case of a broken cask of tahor truma where Rabbi Yeshua permits being metame tahor truma with his hands to save the chun it would otherwise fall into. So the winemaker dashed and grabbed his tummy fruit bowls to catch a truma falling out of the broken cask of the wine press to save his expensive chulin below. Which reminds us, the Gemara says the two cases of being metame the tahor truma with one's hands and throwing the tahor chametz in the fire with the tahor chametz are not analogous, since perhaps Rabbi Yeshua permits being metame the tahor truma to prevent a monetary loss to the chulin. So the winemaker dashed and grabbed his tummy fruit bowls to catch a truma falling out of the broken cask of the wine press to save his expensive chulin below. While everybody outside was tossing their tahor chametz of truma into the fire with the tamei chametz at the seventh hour. Which reminds us that everybody agrees that it's permitted to burn the tahor truma chametz with the tamei chametz at the seventh hour when the chametz is forbidden midoraisa. Dav Tezayin. So the simur Dav Tezayin is toes. So here goes. The Kohen tiptoeing. Tiptoeing? That must mean we're on Dav Tezayin. The Kohen tiptoeing through the tahor blood of the Beis Mitmechaya, which reminds us that it's the Malchokas Rabban Shmuel regarding what Yosef ben Yoezer meant when he said about the mashkin of the Beis Mitmechaya that they are tahor. Rav said, dacha mamash, that they are literally tahor and are not makabel tuma at all, because he says Yosef ben Yoezer holds tumas mashkin is only the Rabban, which was enacted only outside the Beis Mikdash. Shmuel holds it means that they are tahor in the sense they are not metame other things, but they are subject to acquiring tumah themselves. According to Shmuel, Yosef ben Yoezer holds that tumas mashkin is a deraisa, in that the mashkin itself can become tame, but being able to metame something else is only the rabbanon. This rabbanon was a decree on mashkin outside the Beis Hamikdash, not inside. So the Kohen tiptoeing through the tahor blood of the Beis Mitmechaya was stopped by the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz, which reminds us that the braisa that stated that the tzitz is meratz for dam tame did not go in accordance with Yosef ben Yoezer. So the Kohen tiptoeing through the tahor blood of the Beis Mitmechaya was stopped by the Kohen Gadol wearing the tzitz to make sure he had a kli to receive the blood of a carbon and not let it spill on the ground. Which reminds us that we derive that the blood of kachim is not makshir from the pasuk regarding the blood of an animal that states, "Arz tishpechenu kamayim, you shall spill it on the ground like water." This teaches that blood which may be spilled on the ground like water is makshir, like water does, but blood that may not be spilled on the ground like water, such as blood of a carbon which must be received in a kli and applied to the mizbech, is not makshir. Daf Yud Zayin. So Simur Daf Yud Zayin is a used car salesman. So here goes. The used car salesman. Used car salesman? That must mean we're on Daf Yud Zayin. The used car salesman who failed miserably selling tuma and tahor study guides to Kohanim, returning from Galus, which reminds us that it's a Malchokas Rabban Shmuel whether the Kohanim that were being tested by Chagai and Navi erred or not when he asked if Kodesh can become a Revi. Rav, who said they did err, was challenged by the fact that Chagai asked a similar question and they were correct. Rav Nachman said in the name of Rabba Bar Avohu, "Bekin hem betumas meis ve'ein bekin betumas sheretz." They were knowledgeable in the halachas of tumas meis, but not in the halachas of tumas sheretz, to know that it would make kodesh a revi. Ravina answered that in the second question, Chagai was asking about the kodesh becoming a shlishi level of tumah, which they were familiar with. So the used car salesman who failed miserably selling tumah and tahor study guides to Kohanim, returning from Galus, because he forgot the whole chapter on liquids offered on the Mizbeach, which reminds us that there's a malchus regarding which mashkin in the Beis Hamikdash Yosef ben Yoezer was testifying to. Rav said, "Mashke Beis Mitmechaya," the mashkin of the butchering place, referring to blood and water. And Levi said, "Mashke Beis Mitmechaya," the mashkin of the Mizbeach, referring to all the mashkin that are offered, such as blood, water, wine, and oil. The Gemara brings a braisa to support Levi, followed by one that supports Rav. So the used car salesman who failed miserably selling tuma and tahor study guides to Kohanim, returning from Galus, because he forgot the whole chapter on liquids offered on the Mizbeach, started pitching specially treated teacups that didn't become tummy on the inside if a tummy liquid touched them on the outside. Which reminds us that it was clear that Rabbi Yehuda retracted his ruling and held that Tumas Mashkin is only a Rabban based on a Mishnah about the difference between being metami the interior of a Kli and the exterior, where Rabbi Yehuda distinguished if the source of Tumas is Sheretz versus Tumas Mashkin. Insomuch that he held the halachim of Tumas Mashkin was not the same din as the Sheretz, it was evident he retracted and held that Tumas Mashkin is only a Rabban. All right, now it's time to conclude the pop quiz of 10 questions plus 3 bonus questions from Maseches Brachos, Shabbos, and Erevin. Number 1. Which stuff was it that we learned from the pasuk of Kiyutun Mayim that food cannot be matame food midoraisa? That's on daf Yedalad. Good. Number 2. Which stuff did we learn that Rabbi Yossi based his opinion on Rabbi Akiva, who learned Yitama in the pasuk regarding a dead sheretz should be read Yitame? That's on daf Yudches. Good. Number 3. Which stuff do we have a Machlokes Rav and Levi whether Yosef ben Yoezer was referring to the mashke base mitbechaya or mashke base mitbechaya? That's on daf Yedzayin. Good. Number 4. Which stuff do we learn that perhaps Rabbi Yeshua only permitted being metame truma with one's hand because there was a monetary loss to the chulin? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 5. Which stuff do we learn that milsa da'asim b'kal b'chomer tarach v'katzel l'kra? That's on daf Yudches. Good. Number 6. Which stuff when Rabbi Yehuda said if the exterior of a cup was touched by Tumas Mashkin, the interior is tar, but if it was touched by a sheretz, it is tame. That's on daf Yudzayin. Good. Number 7. Which stuff did Malkok's Rav and Shmuel about what Yosef ben Yoezer meant when he said that Mashkin from the base of Mitbechaya is tahor? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Number 8. Which stuff was it that we learned from the incident of Yochanan Chalkukah that Rebbe holds like Rabbi Yehuda that chametz becomes prohibited after the fourth hour? That's on daf Yud Gimel. Good. Number 9. Which stuff did we learn if one eight testifies that an event took place before Nates and the other said during Nates, their eidus is batel? That's on daf Yud Beis. Good. Number 10. Which stuff did we learn that Dam Kachim isn't makshir from the pasuk of Arz Tishbechenu Kamaim? That's on daf Tezvav. Good. Now the 3 bonus questions. Number 1. Which stuff do we learn? Who is a Yisrael Mumer? That's on daf Samach Tes and Erevin. Good. Number 2. Which stuff do we learn about the bracha Borei Morei HaEish? That's on daf Nun Gimel and Brachos. Good. And number 3. Which stuff do we learn that a menorah above 20 amos is possible? That's on daf Chabez and Shabbos. Excellent. All right, that concludes our pop quiz. This is Rabbi Avraham Goldin Zichron wishing you a great day and great learning.